Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jay Myers is here, too. Jay's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, someone who's become a friend of mine. He's the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions, which is an outstanding small business out of Memphis, Tennessee. He's the author of Keep Swinging. That's the book that's already won several awards, but also a new book coming out, which we're going to talk about a little bit later on. He's our good friend, Jay Myers. Welcome back.
Morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Appreciate you having me on the show.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Let's have a good 2013 together. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
Hey, listen, you run a really tight ship over there. I know about your business. You had growth in 2012. You're projecting growth in 2013. So I know that you found a niche. You take care of customers, and you run a good shop over there. But it hasn't always been, you know, things haven't always been rosy. You've had your challenges, and you've documented them in your book. But one of the things that I think I admire about you a lot, and I really hope you can help to teach my audience a little bit about, is when you've learned something a lot of small business owners have not figured out yet. You've learned when you see something that needs to be fixed, even if it's painful, even if it's a really tough decision, when you see something that needs to get fixed, you've learned you got to go ahead and do it and not delay, not wait, not put it off. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly right, Jim. And I will say that in 2012, you know, we did have a good year. I wouldn't call it a great year. But I will tell you, it was without a doubt, since I started the business, the most gut-wrenching year when it came to those kind of tough decisions to make, particularly as it related to personnel. And we had to make some calls on people and let some people go, not really because the business wasn't there, but as we were looking at the whole landscape of what we needed to go forward, we realized there were some people that, frankly, that you know were on board that were going to help move forward, and then some other people that were just, you know, kind of stuck in the past and just not getting it done, and we gave them plenty of time to do so, and then, you know, we had to make those calls, and it was extremely difficult. When I look back on it, I mean, in some ways I was very glad and very proud of my staff of what we did in 2012, but I won't lie to you, on New Year's Eve, I was kind of glad the year was over with.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know you let some people go who'd been with you for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, as I look back on it, several people, you know, 5 years, one guy 9 years, another guy 12 years, and
wow.
My business is going to be 17 years
wow.
in March. So some tenured people, but I think, you know, Jim, it's difficult, and I think that when small business people and your listeners out there think about their business, it's very difficult not to be emotional about it, particularly with people and that have been with you for
a while. They're like family, aren't they?
They really are. I mean, and you get to know not only them, obviously, but their spouses, their children coming
yep.
to the office, those kind of things. And again, I think that, you know, one of the things that I think has helped my business to be able to succeed through the years is that when I make my best decisions, I try very hard to emotionally detach myself from the situation. Say, if I was a consultant, I was looking across the street at that business, what does that business need to move forward?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard thing to do as a small business people. We put, you know, so much value in relationships to
right.
build our businesses.
Right.
And it's, you know, I can't sugarcoat it for your listeners.
Well, we also become paternalistic toward our people, too, don't we?
We do.
And it's one thing to say that they're family, but that's not really that's not really the degree of the relationship. The real truth about the relationship is they're not just family. We're paternalistic about them. We feel that we want to take care of these people.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I talk to my wife about some of our employees in Middle East, while some of the younger people that have grown up and everything, I kid with her all the time, and I say, those are my children as well.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, my children are growing up, and we
right.
kid about it all the time. But You know, Jim, I think one of the things, you know, that they really have to look at, though, is, you know, and I'm not trying to be a smart aleck about this, but, you know, with a business, you know, when you have employees that have been there a while, you know, you're not running the college or university. You don't offer tenure.
Right.
What you're doing there is you're trying to make a profit and run a sustainable business to grow in the future. And, again, it's difficult. I'm not going
to make it what process did you go through to let a 12-year employee go? How did that work?
Well, that was grinding. I mean, we went through a series of, you know, one-on-one discussions, you know, a game improvement plan, you know, pointed out the things that I was having trouble with. That actually, I'd had trouble with for a while. That I really, frankly, Jim, we were really...
How many months or years did that process happen over?
Well, over a period of several years. Yeah. I would tell you probably the last couple in particular. It just seemed like...
You did give this person plenty of time, and right. It wasn't like you just woke up one morning and say, you know, you're fired. But did you wait too long, you think?
Yes, I absolutely did.
What did you learn from that lesson?
Well, I think that you learn that you've got to make the best decision for your business and not the best decision for you. Me, personally, if I just wanted to let this thing kind of ride on, I could have. Here's what rang my bell in 2012 on this individual, was when we had a record year in 2011, and the negative vibes were continue to come out of this individual, and mm-hmm. I had younger employees of mine come to me and say, this guy's bringing us down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, more than a few people, you know, dozens, in fact. It just got to the point that, you know, I was in a seminar right before I let him go, and it was the last piece of the puzzle, and this man talked about the fact that, you know, with employees that you're having trouble with, you know, if you think that there's a big problem and everything, believe me, they know they got a problem too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
To set them free, to get them away from you.
Let them go be successful somewhere else. And the truth is, and here's another thing that happens, folks, if you're in a situation like this, the kind that Jay has been in. Now, remember, this is a very successful company, but yet he did have some problems in the organization. Everybody has this. When you got a tough situation with people like this, just think about this, because I've seen this happen, Jay, many times. A year after you let that guy go, there's a 50-50 chance he'll come back to you and thank you for doing that.
I think so.
Because it's amazing how a kick in the pants can either fix them or send them on a direction that was better for them. Folks, you not only do you need to get it done for you, you're probably doing them a favor. Jay Myers is our guest. His book is called Keep Swinging. The new book we're going to talk about after these messages coming out soon called Hitting the Curveball. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.